What a rip to start off this podcast series. Are you friggin' kidding me? One headlight by the Wahlburgers. Not the Wahlburgers, the Wallflowers. Jesus Christ, tough start. Holy fuck. Episode 1, The Wag. This is The Maiden Voyage. Let's get right into it. I've been wanting to do this my entire life. If I was going to be totally honest with the people that are listening right now, I've been wanting to do this podcast my entire life. I said that 15 weeks ago about Beyond Average, and I meant it too. Having a podcast with Christian, one of my best friends, has been awesome. I mean, it really has been. And be able to like grow and figure out what works on the microphone and what doesn't, be able to interact with our audience and kind of grow it from what I thought was going to be literally 0 to 5 people listening. If you asked me for a prediction for the amount of listeners we'd get on episode 1 of Beyond Average 15 weeks ago, I would have told you 5. To put it moderately, I'm blown away. I'm blown the fuck away about the amount of success, the amount of listeners, and just the amount of fun I've been having doing this, man. I love this. I've been having so much fun editing this shit and, you know, trying to find ways to make people laugh on a microphone. Like, it's not typical work for me. It's not like it's like a job or anything, but it is a process, and it is something that I work at really, really hard, and I put a lot of effort into. So to see just a little growth and the steady growth that we've had each week, it's the world to me, man. It's been on everything. So that alone, having success on Beyond Average, is pretty much what's inspired me to start this solo show, The Wag. I want to do it, man. I've told this to people for a while now. I want to work in this industry, whether it's podcasting, whether it's producing for a podcast, working on a show, being coordinating for some, I don't know. I just want to work in the podcast media industry. Why? Because it's really the only thing that I'm passionate about today in 2020. I love sports growing up. Obviously, I wanted to be a pro baseball player, basketball, whatever sport I was playing that year, I wanted to be a pro, and I learned real quick that just wasn't going to be an option. So I really, throughout my entire life, I've tried to figure out what I want to do. What the hell should I do for the rest of my life? I've been asking myself that since I was 10 years old. And honestly, this is it. This is what I've landed on. I mean, this is my path. I've chosen it. I have no idea if it's for me, but I'm going to make it for me. I have no other choice. I'm just going to make it work. It's going to be bumpy. It's going to be hard. There's going to be tears. There's going to be laughs, all that stuff. And if you don't think I take this serious, then you just don't know me, because I might have like a goofy voice. I might sound stupid a lot, but I put a lot of thought into this stuff. I really do. And I know, like, I'm not dumb. I'm not naive to the fact that it's not going to be perfect right away. It's not going to be the best podcast. I'm not going to be Rogan or Stern or anything right away, but so much of like entertainment today is ran off of how can I get views or how can I do this. I just want to put out good shit that I know the people who are listening will like. The views, the audience, that'll come, and I know we can grow. But right now, I'm just focused on putting great content out for the people who are listening. And that's it. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you're going to get that. The good thing is, since I've started this whole thing, you know, however many weeks ago now, everybody I know has become an expert on podcasting. It's so funny. Everybody I talk to just tells me what I should and shouldn't be doing. And listen, I told you before, I appreciate all the feedback, but there's a fucking fine line between a feedback and someone blatantly telling you what you should do with the show who has zero idea. Not a creative bone in their body, not an intriguing thought in their entire life. I'm having a hard time with that lately. That's been on my mind. And, you know, I don't want to rant because there might be a few people listening saying, hey, I've offered him some advice. Is he talking about me? Most likely. You know, most likely I am. Because let me just put it to you this way. Let the creativity and whatnot come to me. Just tell me if it works or it doesn't. I'll figure out, you know, what else we should do or what we shouldn't do. But you guys just tell me if you like what I'm doing or I don't like what I'm doing. You got it? Is that fair? Is that so much to ask? I'm going to be honest here with everybody. I've been known to tell a couple tales in my day, is what people from back home would say, but I'm going to be completely honest on this podcast. I'm not fronting. If your ideas suck and you tell me something, I might bring it up. So just be careful what you say to me. That's all I would say. If you are a listener of the show and you want to be critical of the podcast, you want to say that what I can do better and whatnot, just know that you might get brought up, and I might have to bring you on too. Cause interviews are going to be part of the show. I mean, you know, I shouldn't say interviews. I'm going to bring some of the crazy people I know in my life on. And if I can get like an interesting story or an interesting conversation to bring up and someone wants to talk on the WAG, we'll have them hop on. But, you know, a lot of the interviews me and Christian are going to do over on Beyond Average. So I think this is just going to be Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays is just kind of reacting to stories, giving my take. It's a POV podcast. You got me? It's my world. Just know that. That it's my world, and that's the only thing that fucking matters. So today, I'm giving you 15 minutes of me and Slovak talking semi-drunk, I think Saturday night. Like, yeah, it's probably like 2 or 3 nights ago. And we're just addressing the state of the world and giving our opinion. You know, me and Joe, about as culture as it gets, we got a lot of experience. You know, urban guys is how I would describe us. So you better get that take from us. Me and Joe will tell you what's wrong with the world. And be on the lookout for, you know, Wednesday's show. Let me know how this goes. Shout out Slovak for coming on, because I really do appreciate him. And he's one of the most interesting people I've ever met in my entire life. I've known him my whole life, but he's a fucking character. So encourage Slovak to get behind the microphone more often, because I know he would be dynamite on this thing, and I'm going to have him on again. So here you go, guys. Enjoy. Do you have anything else for me? Any questions for the podcast so far? Or anything else you want to get off your chest?
Dude, well, we can talk about the podcast if you
please,
want.
Please, yeah, please. Any questions? What do you got for it? What do you got for the podcast? You listen quite a bit. You listen to Beyond Average. We're 15 weeks in now, and this is the new one that's starting, the WAG. That's what this episode is.
What's your plan with that? Are you just going to do your own little talk show?
Yeah, so, I mean, realistically, I was like, if the best way to grow the podcast is to get more behind the microphone and produce more content. I've heard that's pretty much agreeable anybody across the board.
Yeah, you got to get some videos out, dude. I think you got to start attacking all the other.
Yeah,
so I think you need to get on YouTube.
This is what this is going to be. This is going to be a podcast Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I think at least one episode a week I'm going to fully broadcast for YouTube. Like, stream it live and then put up a video after. And then each week I'm going to do a recap of the Monday, Wednesday, Friday and put that on YouTube. So, like, it'll be this week on the WAG, we talked about this, and it'll be, like, an edited video of, like, you know, clips of what I was talking about with my voice over it, of showing what we're talking about, or, you know, if we're talking about the George Floyd thing, we'll show, like, a clip of something like that. You know what I mean? Just, like, that kind of shit.
How crazy,
like,
is that?
Crazy. You want to get into that real quick? You want to give your take on that?
I don't have a take. It's just nuts.
Crazy, right? Yeah,
it's
just
nuts.
Like the whole thing. I mean,
that video was bananas.
Right.
I mean, we're gonna get into the politics of
no,
all
no, let's
of
it, get into it real quick.
It's disaster.
Just real quick, because
yeah, go.
I know
you're, what's going on right now. I
yeah,
mean, today before I drove down here to hang out, there was a
protest.
I mean,
right?
Fucking cop cars are on fire
yeah.
everywhere.
So put it this way. I mean, obviously the video is terrible. The cop should be definitely penalized. I think
yeah,
we're all in agreement, right? We don't need to even say that. Everybody knows that. The cop should be in jail and all that. But at the same time, like, there is a stipulation of, I think people go about this the wrong way, like, really quickly. Like, I don't think anybody wants to see the city of Minneapolis be burned. Like, why? What does that solve? You
I don't know?
Know.
It's got to be, it's a combination of, like, just pent up frustration
yeah.
with locking people inside for 3 months. Like,
for sure.
That definitely didn't
you
help.
You think the corona is affecting, you think that it has something to do with this year? It's got to, right?
Yeah, I would say.
It's
I mean,
got to.
People being locked up inside, already being told they can't do a bunch of things.
Right.
Excuse me.
You're good.
And all of a sudden they're, you know, something horrible happens and, like, this is their outlet, I guess.
Right.
I don't see burning a Target to the ground or,
yeah.
you know, robbing a Planet Fitness or,
right.
like, there's, like, a heartbreaking video of an African-American business owner out here. He's like, I've been,
just
you know, working my bag off for years here, and now my shop's burnt to the
right.
ground, and I didn't even do anything. So
right.
I don't, like, I don't know. That whole thing doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
I mean, granted.
It really doesn't, though. But, like,
I think there's different ways to go about
there
it.
Definitely
I guess everybody
is.
Deals
there
with their
is.
Anger and frustration in a different way, sure, but this
right.
is way
and,
over
and
the top.
And it
think.
Is over the top. I don't think nobody's solution to racism, police brutality should be burning down a fucking local business owned by another African American guy. Like, that's
yeah.
just dumb. It's a very dumb logic. But at the same time, it comes from the frustration, like you're saying.
Yeah. I but mean, they were outside the guy's house, heckling him. Sure.
Yeah.
Stay out that guy's
go
house
that
screaming,
guy.
Hold
you
up
wanna,
signs.
Right.
Sure. Make that guy's life a living hell from outside.
But you're ruining.
If you want to yell at the police station.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that.
I don't
bit.
Know.
It's
though,
not a good idea.
Them.
But
you
like,
shouldn't,
I get
you
it.
Shouldn't throw
no,
bricks.
You obviously should never do
because,
it.
I know. I know what you're saying. But like at the same time, those people will call 911 for help. That's how I look at it. Those people will call 911 if they need help. Then, and you know
I
what?
I don't know, dude. I don't think a lot of them will. would.
Maybe
a
not.
Lot of
maybe
people
I don't even mean like
the trust is just completely.
I
gone.
Meant like a lot of the protest. A lot of these protesters just it's the hip thing to do to protest and be a loud voice, and that's why I don't like a lot of these people. But the people who actually have an opinion and they voice it the right way and they're doing it the right way, those are the people you got to look at and like applaud because they're actually trying to make a difference and do the right thing. It's the people who are running around in Target and shit that are just giving. It's literally just making everything worse because what it does is escalates the police, it escalates the public, it escalates the protesters, and literally everybody's yeah, like, what are we doing? Disaster. Yes, look at Minneapolis, dude. There's like 250,000 people in Minneapolis, not even a massive city, and the place is literally burning to the ground because they can't get control over it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they called off all the cops, just got them out of
there.
They
just retreated, dude. It was unbelievable.
And there's plenty of cops out there, too, that are... That's there. Unfortunately, there was just one really shitty guy,
exactly,
and just ruined it for the rest of them. Yes. So now they're out there getting bricks and bottles and shit thrown at them,
100%,
because of what some scumbag did.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like that. It's I. But like that sucks.
And that's the thing. You can say that, and I can say that because we haven't had somebody affected by police brutality in our family.
That's the other thing.
Where if I grew up in the South Side of Chicago, where it happens every single day, like I would feel so different about the police, and I can acknowledge that. The people who can't are the wrong. The people who can't do that and are like, no, like that's not how. Like, no, you have to understand. Like, your life's different than 99% of the people.
Oh yeah, dude. Well, that's like saying if like you or one of the boys here had something like that happen to them,
you would feel so different about the issue.
You know what I mean? I'd have a totally different take on it. So different. I don't know what I would be a totally different, but
yeah,
the whole thing's been
it's just a fucked up thing. I mean, there is no solution to it. I'm not going to ask you for the solution to racism because that's a loaded question. But do you see, like, just real quick before I let you go, like, do you see anything getting better before it gets worse? Because like right now we're at a point where it's looking like we're just on a slow decline since like maybe like 2012. The world is slowly getting worse and different. And like socially, nobody can agree on things. Politically, nobody can agree on things. Like, it's getting crazier by the day, dude. It's getting crazy. You don't think so?
What, that it's going to get worse?
Yeah, like, I mean,
it's getting worse every day.
That's what I'm saying. I don't mean like the coronavirus or anything. I just meant like the state of the world and I meant like the faith people have in it. Like, nobody believes in like the government or the media or anything like that. Everybody's just like,
yeah,
dude, like,
I mean,
this is a joke.
It's hard to believe anything realistically. You know? I mean, I fall into some rabbit holes
I
online,
do
right?
No,
I read
I do
a
too.
Bunch of shit.
For sure.
I read on too much stuff on Twitter. I fall into Facebook videos. I mean, it's... I think that it being shut down is going to cause a lot more problems than the actual coronavirus or anything else. I mean, you read anything and you know that like what 40 million people right now are out of jobs.
Think
like, that's a lot of fucking people.
That is so many people.
So I think people are frustrated. People are pissed off. And I mean, they had to shut down the economy at the time because like if the government didn't shut it down, then they would be known as the government that didn't shut it
down.
And
let a bunch of old
people
die.
It was a lose-lose.
100% was a lose-lose.
Couldn't have done anything right.
Right.
Say what you want, I guess. But I don't know what it's going to be like now, the new normal, I guess
they
call it.
It just seems like more than half the people I see don't want to follow the rules just because they don't believe in them, they don't trust it. So it's like, how do you even sway half the public's opinion back on to just be like, hey, let's just follow the rules for the greater good. People see that and they're like, no, they're telling me that. I'm not going to do it because they're telling me. It's not like, hey, they're telling me and it might save a life or two. There's people that are like, I don't care because I don't trust it. That's where it's like, no.
Well,
no.
That's the thing. Like, if people don't trust it, then people don't trust each other. People pick and choose what they want to believe. But what's your, from someone like you right now that's currently working in, like, the service industry, being a bartender, what's your take on the whole thing? Is the skip opening up? What's
Skip's
the story
opening
with
that? Up soon. Next, like, 2 weeks or so, we're going to get back to
the rules with it.
It's trial by error. I mean, June 8th is the new day for me to get back to work. And then the next week is, in theory right now, they might go to reservations only. And then hopefully...
Keep a certain amount of people in the restaurant.
Right, just in like... Yeah, exactly. Like, a place like the Skipper, I'm not worried about getting reservations, but at the same time, not every restaurant is the Skipper. And you know what I mean?
Right.
I can imagine there's a lot of restaurants that aren't going to get reservations, you know what I mean? That just are just random places that might get the people, you know, driving by and grabbing a bite to eat. Like,
well, that combined with just general tourism is going to be
general tourism and just fear. People are going to... I guarantee you... You just say even the tourism down, the people who come to the Cape, I bet less people will go out to restaurants just because maybe they're a little scared. Maybe they're just like, you know what? I mean, why don't we just get some steak?
At the end of the day, too, the Cape has a lot of old people.
A lot. Like a lot of old people.
So like,
and it's a lot. It's a very high percentage of the population here, and like you, and it's a lot of people in from New York that come down here in the summertime that can get sick. Like, I get it. I'm not one of these people that's like, I was in the beginning because I didn't take it serious, and like, you know, maybe mid-March I was like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, if I don't go back to work in the next 3 weeks, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. Like, this was right before the Skipper was supposed to open. I'm like, if they postpone the open, like, that's crazy. I thought it was gonna be crazy. Like,
more time to pump out content.
Right. True. Yeah. But at the same time, dude, I'm like, how is this gonna happen? But then you realize how serious this is, and you're like, you can't just let fucking hundreds of thousands of people die. But I think right now we've gotten to a point where it's. People are trying to outdo each other. Yeah, people are just trying to outdo each other with these rules and these pandering. It's like, can I just go back to work normally, please? And let people decide, the adults.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a stat, too, which was like the average age of a coronavirus death is like 85 or 86. And then
what's
the average
death?
Age, it was like 1 year younger.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it was like 85 and 86, 85, 84, something like that.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I think it's got to be one of those things where if you feel comfortable going outside, let people open it up. If you want to go out to eat, go out to eat.
Yeah.
We all are here. We know what we know.
Right.
At this point, it doesn't sound like any major breakthroughs are coming.
I mean,
so let
people live
a little.
Right. And just to wrap this up, like, dude, they say it's 18 to 24 months for a vaccine. So what are we going to do till then? We just going to
sit
inside?
We don't have vaccines
inside?
For plenty of shit.
Right.
We'll live fine.
And like, dude, before I let you go, like, would you be down to like... In say 12 months, you get a call saying, hey, Joe, your vaccine's ready. Are you going to be ready to throw that thing in your body right away? I don't fucking want to do that right away. I believe vaccines.
I'll tell you what, dude. Like, of all the shit going on in my life between, like, I don't know, just work, daily life, just surviving.
Yeah.
This might sound naive, but, like, dude, honestly, dying from coronavirus is so fucking low on my totem pole of things
so
to worry about.
You, dude. I am
it's
so with
so
you.
Low
like,
on my list to worry about.
The minute
about.
My rent goes away, the minute my car payment goes away, the minute all the shit that I have to pay for goes away, I'll start focusing on corona.
Oh,
but till then, dude, it's an afterthought.
Right now, the best thing for me is I work from, like, 8 to 6 every day. I stroll out of my fucking bed at 7:30.
Go for a little walk or something?
No, not even. I roll into the shower. I grab a cup of coffee, and I'm at my desk at 7, you know, like 10 minutes later. And I work. I walk downstairs in my shorts. I cook lunch.
Yeah.
Order
normal,
lunch,
bro.
Whatever. And I
normal.
Go and I sit back down at my desk. And then when I'm done, dude, I save 2.5 hours a day on just like commute and other shit. So being locked down for me, I kind of
more productive or less productive from the work?
All right, so at first it was way less productive.
It had to be.
And
this
so like
this is
fantasy
land. You're sitting at home.
Oh,
like,
my God.
This is
fantastic. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I chuck on an episode.
Are your buddies
Suits
home, too? Are all your buddies home?
Yeah, so you haven't seen my place yet, but it's a small little duplex up there. So at first, for the first 2 months, we bought a couple of those like 8-foot plastic tables, a couple of chairs.
Yeah, just set
we were
up.
Just like three guys deep.
Silicon
on a
Valley
table.
Style.
Oh, yeah. It looked like we had a little incubator down there just banging away work.
Right.
And it was hilarious. We're like, this is crazy. And then it slowly, like, I bought a desk and a computer, and I, like, set up my own office because they're telling us that, like, we're probably not going to be back until, they're telling us January.
What?
They're telling us that, like,
you were going to say September. January?
Well, no, we're locked in until at least September, but
like
now, now they're starting to tell us, like, don't be surprised if you're not back till January. So,
wow.
But I'm lucky to, like, our company and my job, I can do my work from anywhere with my computer, my cell phone, and some internet connection.
Yeah.
Like I could get on a plane tomorrow, go on vacation down to wherever. Like my roommate lives in Georgia.
Right.
He got a cheap flight, went down to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
He's working at home from his parents' house. He can just do his work
just
anywhere.
Do the same work, right?
Like, you saw Twitter. Twitter just announced that they're work from home like forever. If they
a lot,
want.
Yeah, yeah.
Some companies are doing that now.
Why not?
And honestly, companies like this, one of the biggest technology companies in
why
the world.
Why would you not? Yeah.
So, I mean, we're going to follow suit with all the other big technology companies and like, no one wants to make the first move.
Well, put it this way. I mean, I know all these companies are very wealthy and stuff, but just if you're a mid-level like tech company, why are you paying for an office in downtown New York?
It's
like or wherever you are in California.
This will change everything.
Like, what are you doing?
How
think school's going to change? Think people are going to stop going to as much school?
So
online school and stuff, and that's going to pick up.
Well, if colleges start doing online education, they're going to be in deep shit.
Why is that?
because, all right, so to live at Endicott was really expensive. It was $11,000 to live there on campus for a year. So you're there for 8 months, so you're paying over $1,000 a month to live in a dorm room. So they're making a lot of money off of that. And then they make money off the food plans and then everything else. They would lose all of that combined with the argument from parents and students saying, why am I going to pay the same price for an education at home that's definitely not of the same value?
Yeah.
Because you're seeing online. Dude, imagine taking college courses from home, tests from home. Dude.
I'll just give you a little insight.
All over the place.
I'll give you a little insight.
You're cheating everywhere.
I won't name
cheating
names.
Cheating while you're there in class.
I won't name names, but a female who I am dating, she had to take a final that was online, and she had this laptop. You know what I mean? It's just anybody could. You know what I mean? Anybody could do it. Like, I mean, you literally, like, if you're taking an online test at home, you might as well just write in all red words at the top of the test, you're allowed to cheat. Because there's not one person that doesn't have their phone out Googling shit, right? There's not one person that's like, okay, I'm going to play by the rules here.
Dude,
kids
would pull their phone out and cheat in class.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, you're at home? Like, I don't have every answer. I'll get 100 every test.
Yeah, the whole thing would have to be changed. So, colleges are definitely in trouble.
Yeah.
These, like, commercial real estate companies that are leasing out, these landlords are leasing out big office spaces. Who knows what's going to happen, but it's going to change a lot of...
Yeah, definitely will. Definitely will, man.
Who knows, because it's fucking scary.
It is, man. It is. We got some beers to drink, though. Okay. All right. Enough of Slovak. There's only so much Slovak we can have in one day. Love the kid. Mean it. Thanks for coming on. But Jesus Christ, man, that voice. I don't know if I can do another 20 minutes of that. I'm going to play the rest of the interview probably later this week or something. Maybe next week. I don't know. I got some stuff planned. Wednesday show. Give it a listen. Here we go. The WAG. We're off.